This is JIS News. Coming up, Education Ministry to give more support to diagnosis of learning disabilities, nearly 250 small farmers to receive financial support, and housing solutions being considered for Montpellier St. James. The details after this message.
Call and report and collect the garbage. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA.
Now the news. Two centers are to be established this year to diagnose learning disabilities. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites made the announcement during Tuesday's sitting of the Standing Finance Committee. He was responding to opposition member Marissa Dalrymple Filbert, who questioned the reasoning behind cuts in the Career Advancement Program CAP and the Alternative Secondary Transition Education Program ASTEP.
The simple fact is that the ASTEP program, upon evaluation of the students, a large proportion of them have special education needs, and therefore the program that they have been engaged in is simply not efficient. They need particular attention, and therefore what we are doing is to offer them particular diagnosis. We've made provision for the establishment of two new diagnostic centers in Jamaica to complement the MicroCare.
The centers are to be located in Manchester and St. James. In the meantime, Reverend Thwaites says the Jamaica Foundation for Lifelong Learning, JFLL, has been charged to target CAP students. The minister says some 80% of CAP students have numeracy and literacy deficiencies, which would be better handled by the JFLL. 240 small farmers on the eastern end of the island are to benefit from the agricultural support project during the 2013-2014 fiscal year. $57 million have been allocated to the project as outlined in the estimates of expenditure, now before the Standing Finance Committee of Parliament. The agricultural support project seeks to provide small farmers and small-scale agricultural entrepreneurs with access to credit. This with a view of increasing agricultural production and competitiveness, which will result in enhanced economic growth. The project started in 2009 with funding from the Caribbean Development Bank, and to date, close to 500 loans have been approved for on lending to pig, poultry, Irish potato, greenhouse and vegetable farmers. The government is looking to use about 1,000 hectares of land on the Montpellier property in St. James to provide space for housing solutions in the parish. Minister with responsibility for housing in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Marie Skye, says such a development would provide a boost in employment during the implementation stage.
Certainly, if the approval is made and consideration given for housing, which is an expectation on our part, we would want to look at this as an expansion not only for Cambridge, but for the dormitory area of Montego Bay. One could look at this possibly as the Portmore of Montego Bay.
Minister Guy was speaking during a recent tour of the Montpellier property. The minister says the government is awaiting response from the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, on the project. The Montpellier property is owned by the DBJ and is used primarily for agricultural production. And Jamaica is poised to welcome member of the British royal family, His Royal Highness Prince Michael of Kent, who arrives April 15 for a five-day visit. The prince is the royal patron of the Commission for Global Road Safety and will be visiting the island as a guest of the National Road Safety Council as part of its 20th anniversary celebrations. While here, Prince Michael will take part in several activities to mark the NRSC's 20th anniversary, including a visit to the Mona Primary School on April 17, the Sir John Golding Rehabilitation Center, and the Mona Geoinformatics Institute at the University of the West Indies. Vice Chairman and Convener of the NRSC, Dr. Lucian Jones, is confident the visit of the high-ranking road safety advocate will greatly assist efforts by the organization to raise awareness on the importance of road safety. Media houses wishing to cover events associated with the royal visit must be accredited by the Jamaica Information Service. Visit www.jis.gov.jm for more information. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.